In 1991, after Rube, I was a high school student. And at that particular time, it was going through, they might have had very limited, like, student activist presence in the larger student coalitions. But some of the BSUs, more through nationalist politics, had programs initiating high school students into CUNY. And I was part of, as a high school student, part of a group of like five or six students that would go after school from Brooklyn to Baruch to just hang out with the BSU and be a part of their social activities. And in 1991, at that particular time, it coincided with the anti-tuition hikes at the particular time. And that was my first introduction into CUNY as a high school student in that particular phase. So by the time I enrolled into CUNY as an actual student at Baruch in 1992, I already had an introduction into what the student struggle was, at least from the outside, but as a student, as a high school student, as a CUNY person. And immediately, you know, those students were graduating, they were seniors, and they were no longer around. And what were around were not necessarily the leadership, but the students that were part of that circle. And, you know, they were socially around to tell stories, you know, to pass on stories, you know, not necessarily active. And so it was inspiring. You know, so I'm a freshman, and I'm inspired by this. And so immediately I wanted to join an organization. And there were no organizations on college at Baruch at the time, except for the social clubs for the parties and the academic clubs and maybe the cultural clubs that weren't necessarily political, but just social. And so I saw an organization off campus. And perhaps around 1993, 94, I had joined a group called the New Jersey Black Panther Collective, which is based out of Harlem, New Jersey at the time. And that was an introduction for me into, aside from reading the histories, but actually have a chance to talk to people that were around in the community in 69, that were around the historical struggle the last 25 years at that time, that had like a community vision in relation to a college campus, because they were students at Hunter, they were students at different places at a particular point in their lives. They were also ex-political prisoners. You know, Safi Bakari was a former political prisoner who was imprisoned by 8 years at the time. I met individuals like Ashanti Austin, you know, who gave his, you know, gave his anarchist panther, you know, education. So I'm probably 19, 20 at the time, getting this education. And so some of us looking at the college campus that were at a group, and immediately we're looking at why isn't our BSU as active as BSUs in the past? And so so we walked into the BSU and it was like, hey, you know, what about the Mia? you know, the stuff that was going on, and they're predominantly concerned with organizing the annual Black History Month event. Like, they're sucked into organizing Black History Month every month, and their idea of organizing at the time was, we're doing this event, and we're bringing up the speaker, and then we're done with that month. Now it's time in March to plan the next Black History Month, right? And that's what they did. And every group, in terms of ethnic group on the campus, was pretty much geared into that mold. You know, the Asian Student Coalition, the Student Alliance, they did their Asian History Month event. So it was pretty much everybody's doing the same thing, including student organizations, including the beat, so on and so forth. And that's what they did. And so we created an alternative group at that time called Soul Survivors, the first version of Soul Survivors, right? Right. And we was like, let's make a platform, you know? So we took a combination of like the Nation of Islam's and the Panther platform. And it's like, how do we take this and make it a people of color organization? And one of the first things that we did was, you know, challenge the BSU. We'll also try and develop these people of color-based alliances. So we challenged the BSU, and it was like the old guard versus the new guard. You know, it was a very emotional period. you know, and, you know, like people left a little crying sort of thing. Like, it was that deep, like old guard and new guard, you know, and it was personal and political. And that was like the transition in around 94 into this new guard, like leadership. And the basic question was, you know, Baruch College, capitalist campus, and here's this group reading about socialism. you know, talking about Sada, you know. And everybody's like black accountants. that we're dealing with. And you know, I guess the common ground for those that stuck was, okay, we're on campus, what do we do when we get off campus? You know, as a black accountant, how is that gonna serve black music? You know, we're not saying change majors, but how does that serve when you get off campus groups that are out there, you know, and that's doing community work, you know, whatever you are, black psychologists, whatever per se, how's that gonna serve? Right? So that fulfills certain parts of some nationalist agenda at least. Right? And then we had another initiative, like, okay, everybody has their own history with genocide, their own history with enslavement, everybody has their own history, like everybody in this room, like, you know, has a relationship as a victim to some degree with it. And it's like, you know, the black clubs, you know, have that history and we have to get them organized. How come the Asian clubs aren't organized? So we interjected ourselves into like the Asian student unions. And they have these deeds and some of us had these inspirations and we organized with them to help them organize the Asian student minor. Like the very first Asian student minor in CUNY, and that was at Baruch College in 1994. And we had to deal with a population that from their own self-assessment that's timid, you know, their own self-assessment that is not historically engaged, at least history is not passed on with their engagement in like dealing with civil rights issues. And so like we developed a pretty good people of color base that liked to party and got initiated into political discussion, at least one victory. So then by the time the end of 1994 rolled around, there was a buzz. Tuition is going to increase in 1995 by $1,000, you know. So there was like this shock, oh shit, $1,000, you know, and that galvanized more people than some of the genocidal nationalist, you know, discussions that we ever had. And so we had a base of people, myself coming from Panther Collective, and people that were just getting radicalized on their own based on experiences, and we had a brother that was from PL, you know, in the group as well, Steve. You know, and we had a very good opportunity to merge this basic need that everybody across demographics was confronted with tuition increase. Interject, you know, being already of service, being in a position of leadership, we were recognized by faculty, staff, and students. You know, to some degree, we were actually recognized by administration. Through involvement of Black History Month, helping them spend their student activity fees, right? So that started a process where we were introduced to John, you know, and we were all in this period of transition, and it's like, okay, let's start something. Let's call it the Student Power Movement, right? And from there, you know, there was already a pre-existing CUNY coalition. That was a combination of remnants of 1991 strikes and maybe some 89 veterans that were still at school, and this influx of new people. And I would say the Student Power Movement, along with at that time Love and Rage, along with that time another group that only existed for a couple of months, of Stand. The acronym STAND students taking action against non-discriminatory education, it was like STAND with E, right? And found a way to capture the students that were active in 1995 to be active into the summer. Because student activism somewhat acts as an animal in relationship to like other social activities. When the semester ends, then activism may end, except for a small group of people. But Student Power Movement and STAND had the ability to capture some of the more radical elements of that student coalition, where the Student Power Movement had a people of color character and captured probably the new activists coming out of that coalition, again, new guard, old guard, right? People of color. And STEM captures some of the radical new guard elements of, like, some of the white students. And, you know, and that set the stage for around 1990, end of 95, early 96. We got to start a new student coalition. These new cuts are coming down. So let's call it SLAM as a coalition before it became a student government entity later on that year. But I think there'll be more challenges that I think I've heard.